Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director with South Shore Arts. And my guest today is a person who wears multiple hats. PAWS Resale Manager, a Volunteer Coordinator, Coordinator for all their events for Humane Indiana. And that's Lindsay Kerrigan. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is terrific. And I would say it's pretty strange that we have a radio program focused on promoting the arts and we're talking to a Humane Society. But Humane Indiana actually has a terrific art-centric event coming up called, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me here, Art for Animals. And so pretty direct about that. Can you tell us a little bit about that program and what it is, when it occurs, and how people can participate?
I'd love to. So Art for the Animals is an idea that I kind of came up with. I kept seeing these poorly done pet portraits, as they were calling them, and I kind of twisted the idea. I'm like, I'd rather build up our artists and kind of accept everyone. So we reach out to artists of all abilities. We've had six-year-olds do drawings. We've had tattoo artists participate, professional artists that do like amazing oil work paintings. We've had stained glass artists, really anyone who has a passion for art and to help out the animals. We ask these folks to volunteer their time and their materials, their medium of choice, and we send them a picture of an animal that a donor sends to us. So basically, the folks that are participating will make a donation. They send me the picture. We send it out to an artist that's on our list. They complete the work, and the folks that made the donation get their original artwork back. And it's kind of fun and interesting because you never really know what you'll get.
So the pet owners who are submitting theirs don't know if they're getting the, you know, the local professional artist or if they're getting the six-year-old. It's sort of more to support Humane Indiana is my guess.
Yes, absolutely. But we also kind of want to build up our artists as well. So when we post them on social media, we give them a shout out, you know, credit for their work and everything. So I think it benefits everyone around. It's a way to get your artwork out and seen by different, you know, a different crowd.
Mm-hmm.
The donors benefit by getting a portrait, and the critters in our shelter benefit by getting that donation that helps keep food in their bellies and, you know, medical care available for them.
Absolutely. A huge benefit there, and love the way art can be integrated to help provide that support. Now, you said this is a concept that you sort of brainstormed recently. Is this the second year, third year? How long is this event been going on?
This is our third year.
Okay. Terrific. And I'm just curious, how many pet portraits have you been able to produce over the first couple of events?
So far, we've done about 120 between the 2 years. It's doubled every year we've done it. And this is our first year that we'll offer shipping to the donors. So we really think it'll blow up. So we need a lot of support from our artists that are local or not local. They can ship as well. And, you know, from our donors.
Well, so there really is two sides. So if you are an artist listening to Eye on the Arts, which hopefully you are, please check out. And how would an artist know how to participate?
So the easiest way would be if you get on Humane Indiana Resale's Facebook page. There is a Google form that's posted. It's really quick and simple. It'll take about 2 minutes to fill out. That's for any artists that are interested. It'll put you on a sheet, and that way we have you on the list. So that when the portraits start coming in, we can send them your way.
All right. And is there any, I mean, it doesn't sound like you've got any major qualifications or anything that people who want to participate on the artist side need to do to participate there?
Nope. We tried to make it as fun and flexible as possible for them so they can use any medium of their choice. There isn't any like special skill set or anything. Like I said, anyone who wants to participate that, you know, would love to make a piece of art that someone can appreciate.
And then on the flip side, if you're a pet owner who would love not only take advantage of this opportunity for their original artwork featuring their pet, but they also want to support Humane Indiana and the resale shop, how do they go about that?
So April 1st, we will post a link on that same Humane Indiana Resale Facebook page. And you will go in, you'll make your donation. That's where you will also submit your pet photo. And then we're giving our artists about 30 days to complete their original work and get it back to us. And then we get it over to them.
So if I've got this right, if you are an artist, you can go out throughout the month of March to sign up to participate as an artist doing the pet work. And then if you are a pet owner, come April 1st, it opens up for them to register their pet, if you will, the portrait for their pet, about 30 days from the time they register to completion. And then now for the first year, PAWS and Humane Indiana will actually ship the completed work to your supporters. You got that right. That is terrific. And is there a suggested donation amount? Is there a fixed price to the pet owners for this activity?
Yeah, so we charge a flat rate of $25. We have had people make additional donations or even like sponsor someone else's pet portrait. A lot of people like to give them as gifts and different things. But yeah, so $25 is our base fee, but we do have the option if you wanted to donate more, we are always open to that.
Well, clearly as a not-for-profit that not only is promoting and creating opportunities for artists, but also supporting the welfare of our animals out there. My guess is hopefully all of you out there listening will take advantage. We'll not only do the $25, but you'll contribute a little bit more. So, Lindsay, it's been great having you on and sharing the details of it. Can you give it just one more time, the website or how people can sign up, just so people can jot that down before we end today's program?
Absolutely. So for our artists and for people who want to participate and receive a portrait, the best way to find that information would be going to Humane Indiana Resale's Facebook page. And there are Google Forms for both of those there.
All right. Terrific. And artists can do it throughout the month of March, and the pet owners come April 1st, it opens up for them.
Yep, correct.
All right. Well, listen, Lindsay, it's been great having you on. It's terrific crossing, if you will, focuses in the not-for-profit world where we support two different areas that come together to collaborate, and that is the arts and Humane Indiana. So thank you for presenting that opportunity and creating that opportunity for artists. And thank you all for listening. Hopefully you'll take advantage of this terrific opportunity at Humane Indiana Resale, Paws Resale. Appreciate you listening in to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region. Hey, Lindsay, thanks for being on this.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.